Hey guys, this is Jason with Officiating Oklahoma. This is going to be a shorter episode this week, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about. Recently, I believe it was on February 11th, National Federation made the announcement of some rules changes that they're going to make. Well, I'm going to turn this into, we're going to say, a four-part episode. That's why this one's going to be a little shorter. Okay, one of the rules that they're going to be changing for, you know, next season is the play clock. Now, when you, I'll talk about the play clock, you know, they've always had the 25-second play clock. Now, that started when the, you know, referee blows his whistle and signals that the ball is ready for play. Now this year, National Federation has made the announcement. I'll go ahead and read it to you real quick. It says, in an effort to establish a more consistent time period between downs in high school football, the play clock will start at 40 seconds instead of 25. in case, saying it's going to begin in the 2019 season. Okay, they've made 7 rule changes, so there's probably 4 that are kind of big, so that's why I'm going to have 4 different episodes. Anyway, the rule is going to say the play clock will continue to start at 25 seconds prior to, you know, a try after a score to start a period or an overtime series following any administrative stoppage or an inadvertent whistle. After a timeout or an official's timeout. Well, they should just leave it as timeout, because whether it's a team timeout or officials, either way, it's going to start 25 seconds. And then following the stoppage of the play clock by the referee for any other reason. And then in all cases, it'll start with the 40 seconds once the ball has been declared dead by a game official. Okay, now it's saying previously the ball was marked ready for play, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it talks about the entire committee and how they wanted to do this and all this stuff. And then it goes on to talk about other rules changes. Okay. In NCAA football, when the ball's been ruled dead, okay, they adopted a signal where the covering official will raise a single hand in the air. And that's to signal to the play clock operator that the play is dead and to start the 40-second clock. Okay, in all of the rule changes this year, they don't mention anything about that signal. Okay, so say you're at, you know, I've been to Stillwater before. Stillwater has an elevator that goes from the ground level all the way up to the press box. Okay. If they have glass in front and that's not open where they can hear outside, how are they going to know when the play is dead when just a running back runs up the middle and then goes down? How are they going to know who the covering official is and when they've declared the ball dead? They won't, okay? So here's the other thing is, why didn't they mention anything about a new signal? Is there going to be a new signal? Have they even thought this through? Okay, let's back up. We'll talk about, you know, well, here's how it's going to be. National Federation, every year when they, if they pass a new rule, it takes them 3 to 4 seasons to actually get the rule written correctly, okay? In the past, when they started the whole, the horse collar thing and it finally trickled down into high school football, when they first put it out, it said that when a player grasps the runner by, you know, the end from behind or the side in his jersey or in his shoulder pad and subsequently pulls the runner to the ground, okay? Say a running back is running, okay? He's a runner, okay? He steps with his left foot, you know, okay, a defensive player grabs him behind his shoulder pads, okay? Slows him up and starts to pull him down. Well, then the running back steps out of bounds with his left foot, okay? He is no longer a runner. Then the defensive player slams him down on his back. You have nothing, okay? Your philosophy on out of bounds and inbounds, whether it's a late hit or not, is if the running back is running parallel with the line of scrimmage, then he is attempting to gain more yards, okay? And in that situation, the defensive player initiated his contact before he stepped out of bounds. Okay, so he grabs a hold of him while he's a runner, starts to pull, doesn't get him to the ground yet, but then he steps out of bounds, which by rule no longer makes him a runner. Okay, he slams him to the ground. As an official, you have nothing. Okay, they had to rewrite this rule. I can't remember if it was 3 or 4 times, and I say rewrite, they had to do it right 3 to 4 times, okay? These are the kind of people that are writing rules, and then they get implemented, and they have no idea what it means to be an official, okay? Now, we've got this new rule, okay? And it's going to be about timing. In NCAA, when the ball's dead, the covering official will raise his hand, okay? National Federation has not addressed that yet. They didn't bring it up. They didn't make the announcement, okay, which is making us wonder, are we going to have to go through growing pains with them because these guys don't know what they're doing? All right, say, you know, we have a game, then we're going to have to start communicating with our clock operators, our play clock operators, not the game clock, and letting them know, hey, when you see that covering official raise his hand in the air, that is when you start the 40-second clock, okay? Now, a lot of these schools, their clocks on the field are 25 seconds. So, unless there are schools that have money and want to invest the time and all that kind of stuff, we're not going to see many places that have an actual play clock on the field that works correctly, okay? We're going to have growing pains for a while. Okay, this is very simple to do. It's, you know, it's not hard. I've done it before when I've done some college stuff and, you know, semi-pro, so it's not hard to do. And actually, I like the 40-25 clock better than the 25. As the umpire, when the play's dead, you can go run and get the ball. You go spot it and get out of the way. You don't have to stand around. You don't have to talk to the kids as much. You don't have to slow them down. You don't have to basically coach them while you're out there. You can concentrate on officiating. Okay? Now, there's another thing that, you know, they haven't thought about yet as far as federation. In NCAA, say the umpire goes out and spots the ball, and he takes off, okay? Then the offense sends in a substitute, okay? When the sub has been brought in, you'll have, there's other officials, it's going to be the side judge and the field judge. They step out onto the field and actually make a signal to the referee, letting him know, hey, the offense has made a substitution. They cannot snap the ball until the defense has had an opportunity to match up with them. Okay? They did not mention that in Federation. So, does this mean that we're supposed to let the offensive teams just run somebody out, the defense doesn't get an opportunity to match up, and you just let them snap the ball and go? Okay? No, we can't do that. If National Federation's not going to address the issue, then we're most likely going to have to step in as officials and start doing it correctly so that nobody gains an unfair advantage. I mean, I can see it now where a player runs in onto the field. You know, say they've been running like some, you know, I'm going to use coaches terms, like a goal line formation where they've got 2 tight ends and, you know, so many backs and all this kind of stuff. When they do that, all right, you don't need all these cornerbacks. You can change your defense for the play. Okay, what if after that, all of a sudden, you know, 2 tight ends run off and then you've got two receivers that come on the field, and you need to change your defense for help in the secondary. Okay? Since they haven't mentioned anything about giving the defense an opportunity to match up, I guess they're expecting us to just let that go, give the offense an unfair advantage, and just let it happen. See, there's so many things. I'm big on this 25-40 play clock. I like it. I was hoping they'd do that this year, but I was also dreading it because I know there's going to be problems and they won't write the rule correctly. So, you know, this is one of the new changes for this year. There's going to be the 40-25 second play clock. And they didn't add in, the signal for the officials to let the play clock operator know when the ball's dead. They didn't add in the time to give the defense an opportunity to match up. You know, they've left those two blank, and that's going to put a hindrance into the game. I mean, I hope that when they'll see this and actually write the rule correctly and, get it taken care of so we don't have any issues. I mean, every year, you know, we've got issues with new rules coming out. Coaches don't learn the rules. I mean, they don't care. So we're going to have about 3 years of growing pains with this 40-25 play clock. We've got some camps and clinics coming up. Hopefully at these clinics, they mention that to these newer officials. That way we can get this knocked out. So we have no problems. And that's going to be some things that I bring up and mention to others. And anyway, now that I've brought up the fact about camps and clinics and that kind of stuff, I'm going to let you guys know on, a good friend of mine that, he's a great official. He is putting on a clinic. It's actually going to be in Kingfisher this year. It starts June 28th. That's on a Friday. It starts at 8 a.m., From what I've been reading about it, I'm pumped about it. I can't wait to go. Hopefully this is something that we can get implemented into it where he talks about the new rule changes. I'm sure he's already thought about it. This guy's very intelligent guy. His name's Brandon, by the way. But it's going to be a good thing. You guys, if you need to get some clinic time in, get on the field, get some training, everybody needs it. I'm going to try and get my whole crew there this year. But anyway, it's called Own Your Position. It's going to be in Kingfisher. It's Friday, June 28th. Starts at 8 a.m. I'm thinking, in the next couple weeks or so, I'm going to get Brandon on here. We're going to do some Q&A. We're going to talk about some of these new rule changes. And then we're going to talk about his clinic. So this is going to be my first episode about the new rule changes. Once again, if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, if you're listening to me on anchor.fm, you can actually submit questions to me where that I can pull up and play live and we can, talk those things out. And then, all the other podcasts that I have, Google, I just recently got hooked up with Apple and, Spotify, Pocket Cast, there's so many of them. But anyway, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel and I appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.